I think the summer's going to be really, really busy. Everybody's desperate to get out. All predictions are, well, everywhere along the South Georgian Bay, it's going to be swamped with people. So I think when we've got some great new businesses in the downtown Meaford with some more opening up, so I think it's... I think it's going to shape up really nicely.
Going along Sykes Street, you see the patios that have expanded in certain areas, and like you say, some storefronts opening up. Tell us what's new in Meaford.
Well, there's a home shop that's new. Obviously, we've got the patios out again. The Chamber played a key role in getting those set up the first time, and we worked with the municipality on that. They've got a new refillery in town, so if you... You know, so much packaging we buy in plastic. They've opened up in town, so you take your container in there, and they'll sell you the soap or whatever it is that different products that we normally just go through routinely. There's and there are a number of restaurants. We got some pizzerias opening up. I think by the time the end of summer, we're going to have 4 or 5 in town, believe it or not. I didn't know people liked pizza that much.
Meaford is the Big Apple, but it might be the Big Pizza Apple.
A big slice of pizza, anyhow. Yeah, I'll have to get something else out there on the main street.
Well, I know it's hard to get a good meal to Meaford. I know that. Yeah, there's so many great restaurants there. Can tell us about the online auction. How many items were up for bids this time?
You know, actually, I didn't count the items. It was 4 pages. So it probably works out to, I think, 60 or 80 items altogether, ranging a lot of pet stuff. Because we have, I think, something, believe it or not, we have about, I think, around 40 pet-related businesses in the municipality of Meaford.
Wow.
And so, yeah, obviously, Meaford being officially pet-friendly and especially dog-friendly, the dog food went up in price really quick. Canadian Pet Connection had a bunch of dog food they were offering. And, cat food, it went up there too, but clearly people like their dogs more than cats. So, there was lots of different things. Everything from fertilizer to advertising packages, anything anybody could want, really.
Pets and pizza in Meaford.
Pets and pizza.
you're giving us a good view here, Scott. How successful was your online auction? From the start, from the genesis to the completion, how successful was the auction?
Yeah, it was successful. It's been a challenge with COVID, just, you know, getting out. Something as simple as stopping into a shop and picking up something they want to give suddenly becomes problematic. Where are they open? How do we get it? But actually, we're more successful than last year. And it went really, really smoothly, and people are keen to get their items. Last year it seemed to be they bought them, but they were a bit COVID days. We had just locked down and people didn't know what to do. Whereas yesterday was the first day our office was open, and Kim, our office manager, she couldn't get out the door because people were just pouring in to get all their stuff. So that was really good. Everybody seemed excited about it and getting ready for summer. It was seeing kick off the summer, and that's what we're doing.
All right. Do you have a dollar figure at all on the?
I don't have it exactly. It was about $9,500.
Hey,
there we go. Yeah, that's going to keep the lights on, and we're putting an events board for all the tourism, culture related stuff that gets going on in Meaford. The Chamber of Commerce, as soon as they get the locates done, we're digging in an event board on the main street right beside the Apple. So stuff like that, all those little bits and pieces, that money goes towards things like that.
Well, that's terrific. It's a beautiful community, and sounds like a very vibrant community as we go through the pandemic.
Lots going on, lots going on.
And if you'd like to find out more, just go to MeafordChamber.ca,
that's right.
The website.